happenings in detail. PS and Borokoto member of Parliament Brian Mundivile and Tonse Alliance National Youth Chairperson Celestine Zambia have jointly filed a petition before the Constitutional Court of Zambia seeking a declaration that President Hakainde Hichilema is not eligible to contest the 2026 general election. According to a petition seen by Hot FM News dated 3rd November 2025, the two petitioners allege that President Hichilema contravened the Constitution with regard to constitutional reform process. The two petitioners who have also jointly petitioned the Attorney General Office as a chief legal advisor of government have alleged that despite the Constitutional Court declaring Bill No. 7 of 2025 unconstitutional, the President, supported by the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Minister of Justice, and the Minister of Information and Media, has maintained that the bill will be retabled in Parliament. Mr. Mundivile and Mr. Zambia argue that by doing so, President Hichilema failed to uphold the constitutional procedure required before presenting a bill to Parliament, thereby breaching his oath of office to respect and protect the Constitution. They have further petitioned the Constitutional Court to declare that as a result of his alleged breach, President Hichilema is ineligible to stand as a candidate for president in the 2026 general elections or in any future election. State House says President Hakainde Hichilema's visit to Tanzania for the inauguration ceremony of President Samia Suluhu Hassan is guided by Zambia's long-term national interests and aligned with the country's diplomatic and economic priorities. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayton Hamasaka said, as head of state, President Hichilema carries the responsibility to safeguard Zambia's national interests and promote regional cooperation through constructive engagement. In a statement, Mr. Hamasaka has noted that Zambia and Tanzania share key infrastructure such as the Tazara Railway, the Tazama Pipeline, and the Port of Dar es Salaam, all of which remain critical to Zambia's trade and logistics. He added that attending the inauguration provides an opportunity to reaffirm Zambia's commitment to keeping these economic challenges, open and to continue engaging constructively on matters that directly impact the livelihood of Zambians. However, People's Alliance for Change President Andy Ford Banda said President Hichilema's attendance amounts to legitimizing what he called a widely condemned electoral process, citing reports of alleged violence and irregularities during the Tanzanian election.
Zambia has been praised as a beacon of democracy, and President Hakainde Hichilema himself is president today because he won an election as an opposition, and as a result of this democracy was held since the return to Mao's fascism in 1991. In opposition, President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND promised to uphold an enhanced tenet of democracy despite having suffered some brutality from the previous regime. It's concerning that the upholding of this tenet of democracy is in question, looking at the questionable arrest and conviction of various opposition leaders using a threat called such as seditious and the new draconian cyber security law which the UPND had promised to rescue in opposition.
Government has distanced itself and the office of the Registrar of Societies from the internal leadership dispute currently affecting the Socialist Party. Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka says the ministry's attention has been drawn to public statements circulating on social media, including one attributed to Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Membe, alleging that the UPND, in collaboration with certain sponsored elements, intends to manipulate the Socialist Party's registration records at the Registrar of Societies. Mr. Kalaluka has clarified that the office of the Registrar of Societies operates strictly within the provisions of the Societies Act and does not interfere in the internal affairs of any registered political party. He explained that any changes to the office bearers of a registered society must be initiated by the society itself through legally recognized structures and must be accompanied by valid documentation as prescribed by law. Government has disbursed 10.8 million kwacha to Mulonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited, MWSC, as part of the counterpart funding for the Zambia Water and Sanitation Project, ZWSP. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu stated that the disbursement underscores government's continued commitment to expanding access to clean and safe water, as well as improved sanitation services across the country. He said the ZWSP, now in its final phase of implementation, is set to benefit over 600,000 residents in Chingola, Chibirabombwe, and Mfulira. In a statement, Mr. Njogu said the project is expected to be completed by the first quarter of 2026, with overall progress currently exceeding 95%.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Power company ZESCO has announced a reduction of power supply for residential areas to 3 hours from four per day. According to a statement issued by ZESCO Corporate Communications Department, the power company is currently operating under a severely constrained power generation situation. It says the interconnected power system is under pressure, which has also affected the corporation's access to regional power imports. The utility company says this situation has forced disruptions to its load management schedules and hours of electricity supply. ZESCO further stated that the electricity rationing schedules for the week of 2nd to 8th November 2025 reflect this variability aimed at preventing a system collapse, while other efforts continue to restore stability and protect infrastructure from irreparable damage.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit the nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Top International News.
Asylum seekers who are working may be charged up to 238 euros per week to cover the cost of their accommodation under plans being considered by Irish ministers. There were 32,774 international protection applicants living in state-provided accommodation in the Republic of Ireland as of last July. Ireland has seen higher numbers of people seeking asylum and refuge in recent years than ever before. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Tanzania's president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, has blamed outsiders for unrest that followed last week's election. Speaking after her swearing in for a second term, she said the country would be protected at all costs. The head of Spain's Valencia region has announced his resignation. Carlos Mazón had been accused of mishandling the response to last year's flash flood, which killed more than 200 people. India's Supreme Court says stringent action is needed after increasing incidents of cyber fraudulence posing law enforcement officials. Figures show the Spaniards have extorted more than $300 million from people in the past 2 years. The court in Israel has ordered the army's former top lawyer to be held in custody until Wednesday. Major General Yifat Tonai Yoshami resigned last week.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
Zambian champions Power Dynamos have been drawn in Group A of the CAF Champions League alongside Morocco's RS Kane, defending champions Pyramids of Egypt, and Nigerian